You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Here ends the reading. We are so familiar with the visit of the angel Gabriel to Mary that it can sometimes fail to impress us. If you can, consider this account from the perspective of one who's never heard it and is not a Christian. An angel comes to earth to bring a message from God, not to a king or a ruler, but to a humble virgin. The promise is that she would conceive a child outside the normal biological processes which God himself created. The child's birth would be supernatural. The angel proclaims that this child would be Son of God, to take the throne of David and reign eternally. No wonder Mary was greatly troubled and afraid, and yet the angel says, "Do not be afraid, Mary." It was all so inconceivable. It was unbelievable. When the angel visited Joseph, it was in a dream. It seems Mary was wide awake. Maybe she wished she would awake and find it was only a nightmare. How could this be possible? The angel Gabriel said, "For nothing will be impossible with God." Consider the words of Gabriel. Nothing will be impossible with God. What seems impossible in your life at this moment? Raising difficult children? Caring for infirmed and elderly parents? Finding a new job? Suffering through cancer treatments? Surviving serious illness? Enduring a military deployment? Healing a broken relationship? We have many challenges and struggles in life that seem impossible and insurmountable. The good news in the account of Mary is that with God, nothing is impossible. We can be healed. We can be forgiven. We can begin again. And yes, we will be raised from death to new life in Christ. Nothing will be impossible with God. Let's pray. Almighty and life-giving God, do the impossible and unexpected in my life. In the name and by the power and presence of Jesus. Amen. A suggested Lenten response might be to send a card, email, or text to someone you know who's facing challenges and write, "For nothing will be impossible with God."
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.